Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Everybody, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a real treat tonight. We have Carol Ann with us, and Happy New Year to everybody. 2020, I feel like it'll be a good year, but it'll be a year of major change. Some for good, some for not so spiffy, but that's how it rolls. Well, I'm going to bring on Carol Ann, and we'll get rocking and rolling here.
Well, hello.
Well, hello. I'm so happy that we could do this.
Me too. It's always a pleasure working with you, Kelly.
Oh, I always love working with you, too. And
Thank you.
All kinds of stuff for 2020. We got all kinds of changes happening, and some for good, and like I say, and some for not so spiff. But got to roll with the punches.
Oh, that's well, great. Are you getting, like, premonition or predictions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's going to be a lot of change.
Are you going to share some of those?
Well, might as well. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
I see a lot of saber rattling. We do have to watch out for Iran. They could want to start a war. We have actually three places. They keep saying, look out for the West. And also, we got to watch out for stuff off the coast, like subs and stuff, you know? So we don't need no war. But also, we're going to be able to have a movement of helping the planet better.
Mm-hmm.
And helping, there's going to be a kid that's going to clean up the plastic. You know,
wonderful.
Like some kid that's coming up, he's going to do something that'll be like a sweeper or something that'll clean up the trash bog in the middle of the ocean. So he's going to
mm-hmm.
come up with that. And there's also somebody that's going to come up with turning salt water into water, you know, fresh water.
Into fresh water, okay.
Mm. And then somebody's going to do a pellet that absorbs the oil spills.
Oh, wow.
It's like a pellet that you just drop. They haven't done it yet. They don't have the technology, but it'll, like, dissolve
like
it into a good thing. It won't be a residual of ick.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Wonderful. Glad to hear that. That is great news.
So
well,
the
thanks for giving us the good news.
Are going to be the keeper of the planets.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
So we have quite a few callers in the room tonight, so I guess
okay.
we probably ought to get started taking our calls. Do you have any resolutions for a new year?
For everybody?
No. Do you have you pick up anything for the new year?
I'll tell you what. What I'm feeling is there really has to be a movement, and there is, to solidify the peace. I think our anger is erupting in climate changes, climate eruptions. And it's, I think it's our anxiety and hatred and all of that, I think is we are affecting the earth. So I think we're also ruining our own lives with it. I can see in my own practice in my own life, my own contacts, things that need to be either let go of or and usually dropped because you can't fix something.
Right.
I read an interesting quote of a kid. It was Mr. Rogers when he was a kid. He was saying to his mom, all this bad stuff on the news, Mom. And she says, yeah, but if you look at the people who are doing good as a result of that, who are trying to help with that situation. Bad things like that bring people out, and they want to help. So I think we need to see more of that. And if we
yes,
do it
ma'am.
In our own family, in our own neighborhood, in our own churches, in our own synagogues, whatever, our own workplace, I think that would be tremendous, and I think that's what we have to do. So that's just my unprofessional opinion. But
I totally agree.
Okay, good. So I hope that's helpful.
Okay, we'll go to 205, the first one here.
Okay.
Hi, 205. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. How are you? Happy New
Year.
We are
good.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is your question?
Yes. My question is, may I ask for a general for the 2020 year?
Okay. What? Just, you don't have a specific thing?
Well, surrounding love.
Well, you are seeing someone, correct?
Well, my ex-partner, we were in a 5-year relationship 2 years ago, and we have reconnected, and we're thinking about taking it to a serious level again. And so what do you see around trying to force
you guys are going to be able to have a common ground, and you're going to have a nice, thoughtful relationship with each other.
Okay.
It won't be thoughtless like it was. Carolyn, you want to add?
Hi, Patricia. I'll just put my 2 cents in. I have some lovely women family members around you, like a mom or grandmother kind of feeling here, who's saying to you, he had to earn it. Does that make sense to you? Like
yeah.
He had to earn this level. And but I don't think that he's a bad person. I think just kind of like what she's showing me is like Dumbo, the elephant with the ears, the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
She says he's
mm-hmm.
kind of like that as far as relationships go. So he had to understand and earn the level of trust from you again. And I think he will cherish it more, his connection to you now.
Oh, wow. Right. I do have a grandmother in spirit, Carol Ann. And so thank you, lady. Thank you very much. He's had to earn it. And so far, so good. And
okay,
so,
good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, lady.
Good luck to you.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to do 610.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, 610. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Killian. Hi, Carolyn. This is Sonia from Pennsylvania. Happy New Year to you ladies.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I wanted to see in 2020. Well, I guess I don't need to ask about my love life anymore because I recently got engaged. So,
good for you.
Very nice. Thank you. Yeah, my partner proposed to me in December 23rd, actually. It was a cold night, but it was always a surprise. So.
How nice.
Yep.
That's going to be a good relationship.
Yeah, and I was surprised and nervous at the same time because, you know, the last time I gave my heart to someone, you know, they really, really broke it. And the thing is, that was 20 years ago, you know.
Yeah, but you can't live in fear. You gotta go at it like it never happen and try, you know?
Right. Like a different person, different relationship. We've been together now 4 years, and, you know, she popped the question, so, yeah.
Good.
So I wanted to ask about, I guess, you know, career, what you're picking up from me, you know, for the 2020 as far as my present job at this company where I'm at.
Well, I'm seeing a lateral move for you. And do you do administrative?
Well, I'm working in the technology field, and I do, I'm a technical support engineer.
Well, I see you're going to be head over people and train them.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm seeing, and it'd be more money and better benefits. And you might, there like two buildings there?
Well, I mean, my position, my company is in the West Coast, but I work remotely. But I know they moved into a recently new building, but...
Well, the new building, you're going to have your new position when you're in the new building.
Yeah, but that's how, because I'm in Pennsylvania and the company is in Arizona, what I'm saying is that my position is I work remotely.
But what I'm saying is they're going to a new building. And when you have to go to the building, you're going to be in the new building.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. Do you see when for the new position?
That's next. This looks like February. End of February.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet, but I'll keep my ears and eyes open.
Because, you know, anything that comes up, apply. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
I was getting February, March as significant for some kind of either promotion or change. With that, which is good. Are there any children involved in this marriage?
No, I don't have kids, and my partner, she doesn't have any kids either.
Okay. I don't know why I'm seeing two. Maybe it's the two of you, but I'm seeing two children, and I don't know what that is associated with. I don't know if they're nieces or what that is. Do you have a father figure that has passed for you, like a dad or a granddad?
Well, my dad is living. My grandfather, he passed away, but that was, 24 years ago or so.
But that don't
That's
matter.
Okay. Love doesn't die, so he still knows you.
Okay.
And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I have a fatherly figure who has a fondness for you, who is kind of telling me, he's sending something for Valentine. He wants to say congratulations with the Valentine for Valentine's Day, I think, letting you know that he's aware of your new relationship. So it's, I think before you were looking for the yellow brick road, and I think right now you're a little bit more grounded and looking for something that's more tangible, that's sacred, that is compatibility, like knowing each other, that you don't have to talk. You know, I'm kind of seeing that between you. Like, you know which the other way, you can kind of almost telepathically communicate. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's a good relationship, I would say. So good, best of luck to you. You're going to have a very nice 2020, I think, and 2021 also.
A person who's passed on named Ralph.
Ralph?
Do you know a person who's dead named Ralph?
Ralph? I can't think of the top of my head. Can you describe him?
If you have old people, ask who Ralph is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's associated with the grandfather. So.
Yeah, Ralph.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's been bouncing around since we started talking. So ask somebody who's really old. They'll know who Ralph is.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Mhm. Okay. Was that Ralph like an R-A-L-P-H?
R-A-L-P-H, Ralph.
Okay. Oh, okay. But, you know, because there's a German version of that, R-O-L, F, I think.
Ella.
And I didn't know if it meant a last name or a first name, but I think it's I think you're correct, and I think it's associated with the grandfather that I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
270.
So. Well, anyway, she's going to be.
People are coming through tonight.
Yes, they are, and they're waiting. They're waiting in the wings.
Yeah. 270. Hello.
Hello. My name is
What's
Joy.
What's your name? Where
are
you from?
Joy, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Okay. Joy. What's your question?
Could I ask if there is, like, if I could connect with my grandmother that passed?
Well, she's the one that sits in the chair on the right-hand side in your bedroom.
Okay.
And
did she wear hats? Did you wear hats to church or something?
I know she went to church a lot, but I can't really recall if she wore hats or not.
Well, I'm seeing that lady that Kelly Jo is mentioning, and I feel like she wore a hat on special occasions
okay.
or going to church or something because she's here in a hat, lovely hat, and I'm supposed to acknowledge that. And she looks quite
yes, she
stunning.
Did. Oh, sorry, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, hello. And she's saying that she's making the rounds to all the grandkids. And then she says that there's a great grandbaby going to be born. So is that happening?
I have a 9-year-old. I don't plan on it. I have no idea.
But there's something about a great grandbaby.
Okay.
And she's talking about it'll be a girl.
Okay.
So in other words, the lineage will continue.
Oh, okay. She's got this hat. Her outfit is a lovely shade of, I would say, either, I think she's telling me lilac. I was going to say like
it
lavender.
Is.
But it feels like she's telling me lilac, and a lilac color, and a shade of purple, so which is one of her favorite colors, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
looks quite
purse.
Lovely. And she rocks the purse?
Yeah.
Yes. She kind of reminds me of the Queen Mother in a way with the purse.
Totally.
You know how
yeah.
they rock the purse.
Has that purse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's very stately. She looks lovely. Just lovely. And I just want to let you know that she's around you. So she's a lot of love to you. And she's saying, I feel as if you get that you like to accessorize your outfits.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And she's saying, you get that from me. So I just want
yep.
to pass that message on to you. And Happy New Year, she says.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. She is funny.
That was cute. 917. Hello, 917. Hello. Anybody there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City. How are you today?
We are good. What's your question, Terry?
Okay, just checking to see if there are any messages, or should I ask a question?
Well, you need to ask a question.
Okay. Oh, you know what? This is a great question. So I'm kind of, anticipating on what to do. So I'm intuitive. I've been like this ever since I was a kid. But now I'm starting to understand my powers more, okay? So, say, for example, things that are in the news, sometimes I see it, okay? So I just wanted to see, do you see myself maybe pop down, not now, but down the later in the future, do you see myself aiding police, with the helping the police, for example, to find missing bodies, all the persons
you could
that
do that. You're
someone?
That good. You could do that.
Yeah, I would say that's more up, that kind of question's more up Kelly Jo's street. And I was going to say that's the kind of work Kelly Jo is really good at. And I see that with you. However, my only word of caution to you is to get some training, see if Kelly Jo agrees with this, because Kelly Jo's a natural medium, which is born this way, and she was encouraged from a child. But your gift is latent. You know what I mean? It's like dormant and then reactivates. Be careful. Use your protection.
Yes.
Study what you can, because some of this stuff is not pretty. And
I see that,
Okay, so that's a special type of work, so Kelly Jo could advise you in that. It's not the type of work that I do, so Kelly Jo could really help you with that. So I'm going to shut up now and let Kelly help you. But I would make sure that you use protection and understand what you're seeing and how to use it.
And the reason why you're picking up on the trauma stuff is when you first learn how to be aware, that's what you pick up on, because that has the most intense energy.
Yes.
But you are what I'd call a physical medium, and I would recommend taking classes from a good medium around where you live.
Okay.
So, and learn not to absorb it and take it on, because you're also so empathic you can make yourself sick, because you can't go in the mall and you absorb everybody. You need a white light bubble yourself, like an egg bubbled, and then Teflon and all the stuff runs off, because you're picking up everybody else's stuff. Half the stuff you feel ain't yours.
You are right. You are right.
And you're saying, Kelly Jo, let me just interject here a minute. You're saying your definition of physical medium is different than mine, but that's okay. I understand the difference. You're speaking like... what's that girl on Dead Files?
Dead Files,
Amy.
Amy,
what's her? Yes, she's fabulous. That's what I see with you versus somebody that produces ectoplasm and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
To me, that's physical. That type of medium, Amy is also a type of physical medium where she walks into a historic place or any place, she starts picking up pictures and kind of stuff. That's the kind of work I keep doing. Yeah.
And that's what I basically do, too. You know.
Yeah, that's what Kelly Jo does. Good
job. Always, before your feet hit the floor, say your white light prayer protection. And then when you come home from work or whatever, wash your body, bounce it down into a ball, and either send it down into the earth and let the earth absorb it, or send it up to the light, through the light of God. But don't just throw it on the floor. Somebody else will run into it. That's not nice.
I'm going to have to do a reading with you. Okay.
There you go.
I'm not going to do anything for a while, you know, but definitely, because I want to get some more practicing and learn how to protect my body, because there is one case coming up, but it's just that I see so many different judges, and there's only one judge that's accurate, that's good, that cares about the people all around on the defense side and on the prosecution side. But I'm just picking up the energy of 50 different judges, and they don't care about the case. They don't care about the people. So that's what I don't know if I want to get involved into that. I might just completely hold back because I'm picking up the other judges. So
yeah,
the other judges, it makes me not want to do it. That's all.
Okay. Well, you have to do what's right for you. You've got to hold your course.
Lots of luck to you, hon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. Excuse me. 504.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Deborah from New Orleans.
Cool. We got someone from New Orleans. How can we? What's your question?
Can you see what's going to happen with my job this year?
You are going to get a better job offer.
Awesome.
And you're going to be happy, happy, happy.
Oh, yay.
And it looks like it'll probably occur end of March.
Okay. Is there something I'm not doing or should be doing preparation for that?
You have all the tools, and you'll be able to use your abilities more.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because you have all the tools. They say that you're going to be so happy, you're going to be rocking it.
Wow.
Go ahead,
in a different place?
Totally different place.
I'm getting,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm getting. I think I have a lady in spirit for you that feels sort of motherly, but I would say more aunt, like a parent sister. And I get Avon with her, and she's showing me her nails, which are done. And she's doing her nails.
Okay.
So I don't know if you had somebody that was interested, or she's just very proud, or she sold Avon, or she bought Avon. I feel like a kind of, she says it's a clicky kind of, she belonged to like a clique, or she had like a little group. And she also talks about a nursing home. So she may have passed in a nursing home, or she worked in a nursing home. But Avon and her fingernails come up very strongly. And so I don't know if she had something to do with that. And she says, I want to speak to, you know, I want to speak to you. I want to say hello to your mom. Your mom.
Oh.
She's mom and big. Okay. So maybe it's somebody associated for mom. But I feel like it would be somebody that would be like an aunt, you know, in an aunt role or a neighbor or something like that. And maybe your mom knew her through Avon or something. But then she says something, there's a group of us. So I just wanted, she says, Happy New Year to you. I just want to say that to you. And also, she wants to comment also how stylish you are.
Oh, jeez.
She says you're so stylish that, you know.
Oh, jeez. That's nice. We
And then who were all
minute,
the nurses? You got a whole bunch of nurses around you, huh?
I only really have one, and that's my grandmother in spirit.
Well, she's showing me the nurse cap, the short dress, the nurse shoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's here with you.
Huh. She was a home health nurse in the country.
Oh, okay.
So she would go out and teach people, you know,
mm-hmm.
basic things to do, like, you know, washing hands and
right, but she was in the
nutrition.
Era when they wore the caps and the white dresses.
That's maybe so. I don't know. I just heard about that. I didn't even know she was one because she passed when I was like,
it don't
like
matter,
six,
sweetie.
Seven.
You guys are so funny.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we have the same person, Kelly Jo.
Okay.
Because I was getting like nursing home or kind of thing, but I think she took care of the elderly or was involved with the elderly, and I think she personally did her nails or used Avon or would go and get her nails done or something like that. So that's
mm-hmm.
associated with her. And I feel... Yep. Also, if this is the same lady, well-educated. I was initially going to say
yes.
something like CNA or something, but it's higher than that. And you're
yeah.
right. I think she was, like, worked for the county or she
yeah.
worked for an organization, and she would check on people. She talks about measles.
Yes.
So this goes back to when measles was a tremendous threat.
Yeah.
Before a lot of the vaccination. Of course, it's resurfacing again because people
yeah.
are not getting vaccinated. But it was back in that and how important that was. And basic, like, farming communities.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
a basic health care, like food
yeah.
storage and dairy
yeah.
and how to, you know, that kind
oh, yeah,
of thing.
Definitely
and
food storage.
Sewage
canning.
And stuff like that. So
yeah,
basic,
that's the
basic
way,
things.
Way back.
Okay,
yeah.
great. Yeah, we got her.
Well, thank you.
She's very,
her.
Very intelligent. Very Some
yes.
some people say she was a little colder in her older years. I just think she was probably smarter than anybody around her and, you know, probably solitary-ish because
yes.
she didn't have many people to talk to.
Right.
Yeah.
She had to dumb everything uh-huh. down.
Yeah.
Right.
And
absolutely.
That was too much effort.
yeah. She just
right.
like, okay, why bother?
yeah.
I mean, she lived
well,
in the country.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Well, she says hello
yeah.
to you. God bless you, hon.
Oh, what does she want to...
Oop, what happened?
Whoops, I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. What did she want to say to my mom?
Hello, and I
okay.
love you.
They didn't have a good relationship. That's why I was
And she's sorry
she
for being so bitchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's, that's part of her coldness.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a,
well,
it's a survival mechanism.
Stoic
right.
people.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, they weren't warm and furry.
No.
No.
This
she,
is,
people got their arms cut off back in those days. You know, like in the country, if they had an accident, they would literally cut their arm off or their leg off to save their life. So she was hard. You know, she had to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's her culture, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay. I think it's
bye.
Her mom that does the Avon. I think it's the
girl's
mom.
On the prayer line. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Who are you? Where are you from?
Oh, well. Gee whiz. I didn't think I was.
Hello.
Okay. Arizona. Arizona.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's your name and what's your question?
Lisa.
Okay.
And my question is, how do you see the next coming months for me in the way of income from work? I'm an independent contractor. I also...
You're going to get an old client's going to contact you, and you're going to have good work for 6 months time frame.
Oh, wow. That'll be great. I'll accept that for sure. I mean, I won't even question it.
So that's what I'm seeing.
I see. I think it's a lady in spirit for you. I'm seeing the old typewriters.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the brand of one of them, but you know what I mean. They were small, the manual,
yeah.
old manuals, like from the 30s or something. One of those, and
the
I see
Royal
somebody typing.
The Corona.
Yeah, something older, Remington or something.
Okay.
And you could take it with you, actually. My father had one. It was a portable. It went in a case. And they were very small. And I see somebody typing on that. And I can't tell if it's a man or a woman. I feel like it should be a woman, but I think that's very sexist. It could be a man because it could be somebody who was either a doctor, a writer, something like that, because I feel like there's pipe smoke in the room. So I don't know who this is exactly, but I just want to let you know this is what I'm getting around you. So I hope you'll be able to see who this is. And I'm getting the word uncle. This could be an uncle for dad or uncle on dad's side. So I just want to let you know. And that little bell, you know, when you would have to manually return the carriage on the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, smash the silver thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are people from the other side that are sending images now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
So I just want to share that with you and say Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Gosh,
thank
you so much. Happy New Year to you all.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, 856. Where are we?
I don't know. Where
Hello.
Are we?
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your name? And what's your question?
What are we going to pick up for relationship coming in or someone on the other side or finances? Either one. Whatever is easiest.
Well, you have a man that walks with a limp. He walked with a cane that's coming through. And he had a shock of hair that fell down on the right side of his face. And a very heart-shaped face. He always wore a brown suit with the pants that had cuffs on them.
Yeah, that's my grandfather.
Well, he's with you.
He kept something in his, when you talk about the suit, I feel like I want to look in the left pocket of that suit, or the chest pocket. Now, it could be on the inside. It could be, you know, how you open the jacket, and on the left side, men keep, like, you know, business cards or their glasses or something in that silk, the pocket and the silk lining, you know what I mean? But he had something in there. So I don't know if it was his business card or a picture or something like that, you know, something that was very special to him. But and he also shows a watch. He wore a watch on his wrist, I think, on the left side. So the reason he's coming through, Kelly Joe and I sometimes get the same people, which is a lot of fun. It's just sort of like you were asking about finance, and I feel that this was a business person or a salesperson or had a business or was known in the community for something. And I think what he's trying to say to you, and he's showing a calendar, like plan it out. I want to say to you, plan it out and do your footwork. I think he almost went door to door or door to business. He's showing me a car, so he didn't walk, he drove. So, you know, one of those cars, this goes way back, you know, with the wings, the cars
yeah.
that have the wings on the back. Yeah. So I think he's just advising you in a professional capacity to stay with it because you've got it. Okay. So good luck to you
cool.
in your new adventure.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. How do we get a hold of you, Carol Ann? And I'll tell them how
yeah.
we get a hold of you.
My website is carolanncarey.com, and my name is CarolanCarey. I'm the psychic medium of Sarasota, and I do some international readings by phone. I do a lot of phone work, and I do private readings in Sarasota. So I am delighted to meet your spirit loved ones. They're a lot of fun. And it's so funny. You know what's so great about it? It's not your family. You know what I mean? It's somebody else's family. And they're always funny. You know, your own family, you don't have any. When it's somebody else's family, you don't have all those, oh, God, this one fought with that one or whatever.
Yeah.
But and they always show you, you know, the departed come to me, and they always try to show their best side, you know. So it's kind of interesting to meet other people's family and spirit. So I hope that you will consider me your spirit connection. I consider it my sole purpose, and I would be glad to make that connection for you. So thanks for letting me share that, Kelly Jo.
You're welcome, and I'll tell you how to get a hold of me. I can KellyJoPsychic.com, and my phone number is 561-333-5367. You can just call. So that's how I roll. All right, next person, 956.
Yay. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tony. I'm from Texas. And my question is, will this be the year of me actually being in a committed relationship?
Yes, towards the end of the year. October? Yep.
So probably meet him before October?
Yeah. You'll probably meet him springtime because they're showing me apple blossoms. And he has green eyes.
That's a good quality.
And he's tall. He's like 6'1", square jawline, high cheekbones. And he's very handsome. He's very fit. And you guys will travel a lot. You guys will walk a lot. I see walking and, you know, like those beach cruisers. I see you guys riding beach cruiser bikes.
Impressive.
And is there a pier by where you live?
A pier?
A dock or a lake?
I live in San Antonio, so there's a river walk.
Well, then you're going to go there because they're seeing wooden walkway. There you go. Go ahead.
He has an accent. Yeah, he has an accent, this gentleman. A nice accent. I get what I was getting while Kelly Jo was talking. So I was getting something from the side here, something about stars. I don't know if you can relate to stars, you're interested in the stars, or astronomy, or there's something about a particular star. So I can see the picture of a star right in front of me, so I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Could be mean stardust. It could be someplace you're going to go or somebody's name. So I just want to let you know that the word star is here written out, mm-hmm. and there's also a picture of a star.
Neat. And also
and holding hands. I see you holding hands.
Yep.
With
there's a Jewish person saying Kismet.
Oh, is that what I'm seeing, maybe? The Star
Kismet.
Of Israel.
Kismet.
Oh,
Kismet.
Okay.
That means meant to be.
Do you have any Jewish connections or Israel or anything like that?
I'm Spanish, Latin, 100% Spanish.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't
anybody
mean
in
that
the
you
family?
Can't have somebody in spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Or it could be a guide, maybe, I don't know. But I was seeing a star.
Yeah.
But it could be the if you look at the flag of Israel, it has the Jewish star on it. So maybe that's what he's trying to do. So Israel might be, they don't necessarily have to be Jewish, but they could live in the Mediterranean. They could live in Palestine or Israel or someplace like that.
Amen.
So you'll have to take that
where
under advisement.
Where would I meet this person? Where would I meet this person?
Now, you know
when
what,
you're out,
Kelly, this it could be connected to the gentleman, too.
Right.
Yeah. Could be connected.
You're
gonna
meet
it's going to be a surprise, but, yeah, it'll make sense to you when it happens, so don't drive yourself crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you very much. That's awesome news.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Okay.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, that was neat. let's see. I just goofed up. I think we just did her, but we'll see. 267, did we just do you?
No. Hello.
Okay. Hi. What's your name and
hi.
Where are you from?
Happy New Year. My name
Happy
is Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And
okay.
I just wanted to ask you if you see a relationship coming in anytime soon. I was in a relationship a while ago, and we were apart because he ran into hard times while we were apart. But now he's kind of back in the picture, but he's procrastinating. I don't know what's going on. If it's
you have to,
you
if you want this
it happening,
shush for a minute. If you want
okay.
this to work,
yes.
you have to let him lead. Quit trying to boss him, because if you boss him, he's going to bolt.
Okay.
Totally.
Does he have something to do with an electric guitar? Did he play it? Is he around it? Is he interested
no,
in it?
No, my grandfather that passed away.
Well,
oh,
that's
he
your
has
dead
the electric
person.
Guitar. Okay. Got a dead person here for you then. Are you talking early, like jazz and early rock and roll times with him?
Yes, he was like the guitar is tell him that I'm sorry. Oh my God, my uncle had given it to me. I didn't know the value of it or anything, but I had sold it, and maybe I hope he forgives me for that. I didn't.
Oh, it's
know
no
now.
Problem. He's got a duplicate in spirit, hon, and he's very happy. So don't
yeah,
worry about
that.
Yeah,
he's writing a song.
Yeah, he's writing a song. I think I'm going to throw this out here for your love life. I would keep moving. What's in the past is in the past. I think there's someone better. I'm just going to throw that out there. Not better.
I
don't
agree with
put
you.
This guy down. But I think there's something better happening for you. This gentleman that you're with, I'm sure he's a very kind person. He's had some rough times, but he brings it on himself. So I think there's somebody that's a little bit more stable out there. And quite honestly, a lot less drama.
Yeah.
And that's what you need. You need a little bit more dancing in your life and less crying. So I'll just throw that out there for you.
Yes, I do. And thank you. Do you see him, this person coming in?
You have to get rid
yep.
of the first one before you can get into somebody else.
Yeah, you gotta sweep the floor, hon.
Two things can occupy
okay.
the same space.
Okay,
you
could you tell me what happened with him? I'm not sure. I know he ran into
he's
hard
uncommittal,
time.
He's uncommittal, darling.
He's what?
He's what?
Uncommittal.
Uncommittal. Oh. I want to say there's something else going on here, like a substance or alcohol abuse or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something that he dragged on to himself.
Yep. And then whenever they sing that song, Highway to Hell, that there is an addiction going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
By AC/DC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is
so I would let that
woman?
Go, honey, and put yourself together.
Yeah.
Put on your best shoes and go meet the gentleman. You have to walk forward. That's what I'm getting. And
okay.
It'll happen. Okay?
Okay. Is there
but
another
you have
woman
to allow
involved?
It too. Have to allow it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to know, was there another woman involved with this man?
No, I don't think it's like a relationship involvement. I don't even know if he was capable of doing that.
Yeah.
So
right.
I wouldn't worry about that. I think women, that goes with addiction, sex. They're with anybody for, whatever. And so it's not really a meaningful situation. The problem is he brought a lot of, it's like he opened a door to something he shouldn't have touched and a bunch of shit, fell out of the door.
Yep.
On
totally.
Him. And so now he's trying to dig himself out. That's not someone you need to be with. Wish him well. God bless you. Move on. Walk forward into your new life.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
I pretty much summed that up.
Yeah, really. All in a nut basket.
That's what we try to do.
We will try to do a couple more. Hopefully it don't chop us off.
Mm-hmm.
If it does, thank you, you guys, and we'll see you in the future. Okay, 305.
Well, so glad I've got you, two of you. I've had readings with both of you. Hi, Kelly.
Okay.
Hi, Carolyn. Eileen here. So I just want to tell you, I did get that first place. I got best of show in the last.
Oh, awesome.
3 weeks ago. And
good for you.
Thank you. So I have this friend of mine that I've known for many, many, many years. He wound up buying his house, and this is the third time. And he calls me out of the blue, and he says the woman who is his feng shui master is designing in his house. He has a wall. And he called me, do you think that she's going to like my art? Because she asked for what I do. And he asked me a price, and money's not an issue because,
well,
she's
I see him hiring you. I see
him hiring
you. Yeah,
what's not to love? He's going to love
right.
it. They love it.
Right.
She's going to love
he's
it.
Gonna,
go ahead.
He's going to hire you anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
The only reason she wouldn't okay it is out of jealousy.
I've never met her. No.
Yeah, well,
no, just,
she's competitive, so I'm just telling you. If he's going to pick it, I see it there. He's going to love it. And I see a lot of red with this, so I don't know if he likes
oh, that's
red
too
or
funny. Funny. Wait. He says to me, but there's one condition, and the condition is it can't have any red in it.
Oh, okay. So he's saying no red in it. Maybe
right.
it's going to clash with what he's designing. That's too bad because that's a really powerful color in that, I believe. But I also see gold. So maybe black and gold, white, black and gold.
I don't paint like that. No, what
okay.
she requested was nature, plants, flowers, ocean, birds, and I have three paintings like that right now. Whether he or she picks any of them, that's, that doesn't matter. Because
well, I see you having one upstairs and one downstairs.
Okay. And he also runs these. Go ahead.
And I feel like you're also going to get commissioned to do what I consider a length, I call them couch paintings. So you're going to make
like a mural or something.
Yeah, a couch painting.
For them
painting.
Or somebody else.
Or somebody
else.
Asked
me.
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
see that. I just was in a show this weekend, and I met this couple, and they came to see me, and they want me to do a 7-foot mural outside in their patio on
yep.
a wall. But
yep.
now
yep.
I have
that's
to.
That's a mural.
I'm trying to figure out what material to do it on without the condensation and the humidity and the mold and everything.
Don't worry, you'll figure it out. People do it all the time. You can do this,
but
and it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, you'll be fine with that.
Well, it's either going to be on metal, aluminum, or it could be on, plywood.
Well,
plywood
you're
going to
do it on a board that don't mold and mildew,
warp.
One of them. One of them green board thingamajiggies.
Oh, really? No, but that could
don't
separate.
Mold.
Right, I know what you
so,
mean.
Go look at it first, son.
People put in the bathroom.
Okay.
I see what you mean.
Go look at it
all
first.
Right. Okay.
Wait, but I, yeah, I see you doing well, and then she'll have you, she'll like you, and she'll have you on call for her.
Oh, great. Okay. I haven't met her. She's on the West Coast where you guys are.
Well, but I did see her liking you, and she's going to like what you do and all that.
Okay, great. And he runs this vegan cruise through the Caribbean every year, and I've known him for 40 years, and I proposed to him this whole thing about going on the class on the cruise and teaching art classes. So he's going to present it to his whole staff because they have so many speakers that come on it.
Yeah.
Not this year, but for next year.
Yeah, it'll be 2021.
2021?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll let you know if I get the work. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to you. Good night. Love you back. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 631. We're trying to do you guys here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good.
Where are you from? What's your name?
Suzanne, Long Island. I have two quick questions. First, I applied for two jobs as a teacher aide. I'm working as one now, but further from home, that are real close to my house. I think they're both hiring in January. One begins with an E and one begins with a C. Do you see me getting
the
a call this week?
The E.
E, really?
Yeah, the E.
When?
You'll get a call Friday.
Really?
That's what I see. You just ask and it came out my mouth. There you go.
Oh, my God. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. When do they want me to start?
February.
Yep.
Not February?
That's what we get.
Why are they calling me Friday?
There you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, but why are they calling me Friday if I can't start till February?
You got to do something else before.
What do you mean?
That you have to do some. Maybe they don't have an opening until February, but you have to fill some stuff out first.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to what?
You have to fill out your paperwork first. So.
And then, like, February I'll start?
Yes.
That's
so
what Carol Ann said.
Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith.
There you go.
Don't see the C calling me?
What?
You don't see the place with that begins with C
no,
calling me?
No, we see the what we told you, honey.
All right, real quick, will you ever have a boyfriend?
2021.
Not till then?
Yeah, because
am I
going to
go on a date or date anybody till then?
Well, yeah, but not a boyfriend. You'll
right.
date, yeah, but
you'll
you're
date,
all over the map.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Good luck
all
to
right,
you.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Okay. 775.
Hello, ladies. Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I am 68 and a half, and I am currently employed. I want to hold off on starting my Social Security for another 18 months or at least a year. That means I need to keep employed. I am applying elsewhere.
But they like you where you are.
They do? Okay.
Yeah.
Marina is my team lead. She has been a blessing from God.
And
they like you. And you're a very young 68 and a half, by the way.
Yeah, I am, except for my back.
That's all right. You're going to be okay. You're going to figure this out. That's part of it's debilitating from something happened. And I see a piece of wood involved, so I don't know if you fell on a wood floor or were hit with something or there's some
car
there's wood
about 35 years ago.
Okay. Something that you're going to do and a supplement that you need to take, but it's manageable. And I think, you know, it could be, what's that, turmeric stuff or something?
Yeah.
It could be something like that. But it's not going to slow you down too long. You're very young and vivacious, 68 and a half year old. So you got some time yet, and good for you. It'll be
I
with a bang.
Thank you. I met with my doctor today, and she told me I need to take a very low dose high blood pressure pill.
Yeah, you need it.
And I don't want to, but
well,
I
didn't either. But I'll tell you what, I feel
you
a lot better.
To. You need to because you need to take it. Yep.
Yes.
All right.
You don't want a stroke, honey. The stroke is a silent killer, and it's preventative.
So as long as I take this medication, then I will not get a stroke, right?
Right. No, that's not what we're saying.
That's not what we're saying. You need to take the medicine so that you don't propone
your blood pressure doesn't go up.
Right.
Yeah. Your blood pressure will go up or down. It's not regulated. You're going to feel a lot better. Yes, high blood pressure
is a
silent killer.
And again, we aren't doctors, baby.
Yeah, so whatever they're telling you, I would advise you to take it because it's not just high blood pressure. Have a stroke, could be a clot, could be anything. And
hydrochloride.
What?
Hydrochloride, 25 milligrams.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll be fine. It's fine.
So,
not a big deal. I put it off for 2 years. I was stupid. I was getting headaches. I felt lousy, tired all the time. Go with the advice.
So do you take it now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless your soul. So so hopefully taking this drug for the rest of my life, I will never, ever have a stroke by the grace of God.
Hon, we can't tell you that.
You can't guarantee that, honey, but this is what your doctor is suggesting, and I suggest you go with what your doctor recommends.
Yeah.
I will. I'll start later this week. They're mailing it to me.
You're good to go, hon. You'll be fine.
Yep.
So
you'll live to be an old fart with all your marbles.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, with all my marbles. That's important. I want to have all my marbles. So
right.
Will I work another 18 months and then start my Social Security, or will I start earlier than that?
Probably a year.
And you're going to keep working.
Mm-hmm.
For 18 months.
You're going to
do it
longer than that.
You'll probably go for about
that.
A year, and
working.
Then you can work part-time, too, after you collect.
Yeah.
Because you're talking over me. You're not going to sit and knit on the couch.
No.
So you're going to continue to work.
Yeah.
So good luck to you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you both. I love your shows.
Thank you.
Thank you. 203.
I hate phone. I hate using the phone.
I know.
for radio. I hate it. I would much rather be on Skype or something. We have it too. And people talk, they keep asking questions. You have one question, that's it, you know?
Right.
And you can't get the best, you know, you're calling in to hear what we have to say. Don't keep asking questions because that's not going to help you.
Right.
And nobody else can hear either.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
203, hello. Okay. Nope. Okay, nobody's there. Well, I want to thank you. We've got as many people as we could, and we'll see you guys all in the future. And thank you again, Carol Ann, for being a guest, and I just enjoyed you so much. And thank you to all the people out there making the show a great show.
Hey, thanks for having me. A lot of fun always, Kelly. Thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.